Namaste everyone and welcome back to Simplified Spaces, where we make life easier, one organized corner at a time. I'm Mansi Kapoor, your professional organizer and decluttering enthusiast. And today we're diving into something every Indian household is buzzing about this season, Diwali cleaning. But here's the twist, we're not just talking about brooms and dusters, we're exploring the science behind Diwali cleaning. Why it feels so good, why it matters more than you think, and how to make it easier and more meaningful this year. Let's start with the big question. Why do we clean so intensely before Diwali? Sure, it's tradition, but it's also neuroscience. When we declutter our space, our brain perceives it as decluttering our mind. Studies from Princeton University show that a cluttered environment limits your brain's ability to focus and process information. In simple terms, clutter competes for your attention. That's why, after a good Diwali cleanup, your home and your mood feels lighter. And there's also a biological angle. Dust and mold accumulation can trigger allergies and even respiratory issues. So Diwali cleaning isn't just spiritual, it's scientific self-care. Now let's connect this with tradition. In Indian culture, we believe that Goddess Lakshmi visits clean, pure homes during Diwali. But think of it this way. When your space is organized, you actually create room for positive energy, creativity, and even prosperity. In fact, a survey by Urban Clap in 2023 found that nearly 76% of Indian families feel less stressed and more positive after their annual Diwali cleaning spree. That's not coincidence. That's the psychology of environment design at work. All right, now let's get practical. How do we make Diwali cleaning simpler and smarter this year? Step one would be divide and conquer. Instead of cleaning your entire home in one exhausting weekend, create a zone-based plan. For example, Monday could be for wardrobes and storage, Tuesday for your kitchen, Wednesday for your living rooms. Breaking it down reduces overwhelm and increases consistency, a technique I use with clients at Simplified Spaces all the time. Secondly, the 90-90 rule. Ask yourself, have I used this item in the last 90 days or will I use it in the next 90? If not, let it go. Donate it, recycle it, or repurpose it. You will be amazed how much space you reclaim, both physically and mentally. The next step here would be a digital declutter. We often forget our digital lives need cleaning too. Delete those unused apps, organize your photographs, and clear your inbox. Research from the University of California found that people check emails on an average of 74 times a day, leading to constant cognitive clutter. A little inbox cleaning can reduce digital stress dramatically. And lastly, make it joyful. Put on your favorite Diwali playlist, involve your family, and treat cleaning as a celebration rather than a chore. You're not just cleaning your home. You're resetting your environment for a fresh new year of possibilities. At Simplified Spaces, we always say, a clean space is not about perfection, it's about creating peace. So this Diwali, don't just shine your lamps, shine your surroundings and your mindset too. That's all for today's episode on the science behind Diwali cleaning. If you found these tips helpful, follow Simplified Spaces for more organizing wisdom and real-life solutions to simplify your everyday. Wishing you all a bright, decluttered, and blissful Diwali. Until next time, stay organized, stay inspired.